As attendees arrived at the fundraiser at the chapel, a live music venue in the city's Mission District where Harris was scheduled to speak, protesters used noisemakers and heckled them from behind a police barricade. Harris was scheduled to meet with Democratic donors at an event hosted by Manny Yakutiel, a longtime civic activist. Lara Kiswani is the executive director of the Arab Resource and Organizing Center in San Francisco, which organized today's protest. Kiswani said the Biden administration has not done enough to pressure Israel to end its military offensive in Gaza.
Well, it's one administration, and both have actually said and named the need for a ceasefire. But this administration calls for a ceasefire on one hand, while actively funding and arming the genocide on the other. The bombs that fell on Rafah were U.S.-made bombs. You cannot say you're for a democracy. You cannot say you are for a permanent ceasefire or any sort of ceasefire so long as you're aiding and facilitating this genocide. This is a U.S. war as much as an Israeli war on the Palestinian people.
Christina, who declined to give her last name, is an educator and an activist in Berkeley. She told fellow protesters that the protests will follow Biden administration officials everywhere they go until they withdraw their support for Israel.
We are not going to allow anyone from the Biden administration, especially not Biden and Kamala Harris, into our city without this sort of pushback. They are not allowed to come here without facing us and facing the genocide that they are complicit in, that they are enabling. Shame on them.
A Palestinian trans activist who goes by their stage name Mama Ganoush spoke at the rally. They said they have lost over 200 family members in Gaza during the war.
My family was looking for shelter. I raised so much money because of the American administration limits so much financial aid to Palestinians. I suffered so much. It cost $5,000 to save a Palestinian to go to the Palestinian border and cross to Egypt. I had to go a full 2 days figuring out who should I prioritize. Who should I prioritize from the 35 people that are left of my father's family?
A Biden campaign organizer declined to comment on either Vice President Harris's appearance at the fundraiser or the protest. Before arriving in San Francisco, the vice president came from another fundraiser at a private home in Oakland. Just before Vice President Harris's scheduled arrival, police ordered protesters to clear out from in front of the venue and move south on Valencia Street as they prepared to close the street. A majority of protesters complied with the order. At least one protester was arrested and led away by the police. Back in March, Harris called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza prior to a meeting with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz in Washington. She also criticized Israel for restricting the amount of aid it allowed into the enclave. Around the same time, NBC News reported Biden administration officials had softened the tone of Harris's remarks. According to the report, the White House is reluctant to strongly criticize Israel while it tries to secure a ceasefire and a hostage release deal. I'm Zin Iqbal, reporting for KPFA.